Sure. Well, I can tell you that House Bill 187 has 73 co-sponsors. We've got the majority of the committee who are on board to support it. So I think its chances are extremely great here in the House.
Now, your bill is not the governor's bill. Tell me what your bill is.
My bill is essentially, his bill is very similar, if not the same as mine. It raises the minimum wage to $10.10 by 2016, raises the tip credit, lowers the tip credit to 30%, which means workers would be paid 70% of the for tip workers, 70% of the minimum wage.
And it has the indexing, too.
Yes, and it provides for indexing.
I talked to Senate President Miller, and he said that this one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work in certain parts of the state. There are parts of the state, Prince George's County among them, where the living standard is high, Baltimore City as well, where a 10-10 minimum wage is appropriate. In fact, an 11-50 minimum wage for PG County seems appropriate. But you go to the rural areas, you go to the Eastern Shore counties, this is too expensive. This is going to hurt business.
Yeah, I think that we just philosophically disagree. I think the metropolitan suburbs like Prince George's County, Montgomery County have taken the step to raise their wages to $11.50. I think that's great for them. And we need to set a higher bar across the state. $10.10 is the right number.
Delegate Aisha Brayboy, thank you very much.